感觉挺放松的旋律来自于挪威的女子摇滚乐队 Lily Jazz。 各位好，欢迎来到听歌学英语，我是 Candice。 本期为您介绍的歌曲是 Perfect Picture 完美画面。 Lily Jazz 从12岁起就开始创作自己的音乐，2007年一直都将自己关在音乐工作室挪威的山间小屋，为他们的新专辑写歌。他们的歌声甜美，就算是唱着伤感情歌也不会感到任何一点阴郁，而是期待更美好的明天。从他们的音乐中你能感受到年轻的活力以及小女生的梦想，毕竟人要想着年轻，想着更快乐的事儿，才能够放宽心。下面这首歌能不能让您感到轻松呢？ Perfect Picture， 一起来欣赏吧。
Yourself in my sorry situation. Tell me, would you dare? And if I told you that my road in life was nearly broken, would you even care? It's easy to tell me exactly what I should be. Your perfect picture of me.I'm sorry, excuse me, won't live the life that you led. Your words doing nothing but just messing up inside my head. It would be better if you just hold me and show me that you care. It would be easier if you just loved me. Show meYou're there.
If I opened up and gave you some affection, tell me, would you dare? And if I told you that my happiness depends on you, would you?
欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，为您送上轻松音乐旅程。 Perfect Picture 完美形象来自于 Lily Jazz。 下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。
If you put yourself in my sorry situation, tell me, would you dare?
If you put yourself in my sorry situation, tell me, would you dare? situation, S-I-D-U-A-T-I-O-N, situation, 表示形式、局面、处境、状况。在什么什么样的处境中呢？我们搭配介词 in, in 加 a 或者 n 加上形容词再加 situation。比如说他处境危险 ,he was in a dangerous situation。他以笑来解除这种尴尬的处境。尴尬的叫做 embarrassing。以笑来面对尴尬，我们可以说是一笑置之 ,laugh off。He laughed off an embarrassing situation. 他以笑来解除这种尴尬的处境。Sorry, 我们都知道表示对不起的、抱歉的，也可以表示难过的、遗憾的。短语组合 a sorry sight, 意思是难看的样子、悲惨的景象。比如说 ,He was a sorry sight in his dirty old clothes. 他穿着破旧的脏衣服，显出一副可怜的样子。He was a sorry sight in his dirty old clothes.歌词说 If you put yourself in my sorry situation, 意思是如果你把你自己置于我这样不堪的境地 Tell me, would you dare? 告诉我你会有勇气吗 Dare, D-A-R-E, 表示勇敢、胆敢教大家三句口语表达第一个是 How dare? 意思是怎么敢用于表示愤慨 How dare? 比如说古代的皇帝呵斥一声放肆就可以说 How dare you? 我们来听例句How dare you? Take your hand off me right away. 放肆，马上把你的手挪开。How dare you use my car without asking? 你没问过我怎么敢用我的车。第二个表达是 I dare say. 字面意思是我敢说，用于表达很确信，可以打包票。比如说 I dare say it is the best explanation. 我想这可能是最好的解释了。There is something wrong with the TV set, I dare say. 恐怕电视机有毛病了。第三个表达 Don't you dare 字面意思是你不敢用于表达不准不允许 Don't you dare 比如说 Don't you dare touch me 看你胆敢碰我一下好了我们来回顾一下歌词 If you put yourself in my sorry situation 如果你把你自己置于我这样不堪的境地 Tell me would you dare 告诉我你敢吗If I open up and give you some affection, tell me would you dare? Open up, 打开、开发、开放。比如说，他们决定在市区设立一个办事处。They decided to open up an office in town. 歌词中的 open up 表示吐露心扉。If I open up and give you some affection, 如果我对你吐露心扉。Affection, A-F-F-E-C-T-I-O-N, 表示喜爱、深挚的感情。它是不可数名词，后面可以接上介词 for 或者 towards。比如说，每个母亲都爱她的孩子。Every mother has affection for children. 他对那个女孩的爱是真心的。His affection for the girl was real.Affection 和 love 都可以表示男女之间的爱恋之情，但是呢 ，affection 语气会比 love 稍微轻一些。另外呢，去掉词尾的 ion affect 是动词，不过意思完全不一样，指影响，还可以指感动。记住了 ，affect 意思是影响、感动。我们来听例句 ：Her opinion wouldn't affect my decision. 她的意见不会影响我的决定。She was deeply affected by the sad story. 她深深地被那个悲伤的故事感动了。好了，我们来回顾一下歌词。If I open up and give you some affection, tell me, would you dare? 如果我对你吐露了心扉，你敢不敢面对？My loving resumption lost the affection. My candle has burned down. Resumption, R-E-S-U-M-P-T-I-O-N, 名词表示恢复 resumption. 比如说，我们都期盼着早日恢复和谈。和谈叫做 peace talks. We are hoping for an early resumption of peace talks. 我们期盼着早日恢复和谈。Burn down, 烧毁 burn down.A number of houses were burned down in the fire. 在火灾中，好些房子给烧毁了。A number of houses were burned down in the fire. 歌词说，我重生的爱已经失去了热情。My loving resumption lost the affection. 心中的烛火已经熄灭。My candle has burned down. 岁的青年问禅师，我为什么放不下，为什么到现在还会想着别人的一点一滴。禅师给青年递了一个空杯，然后就往里面倒热水，一直倒到水溢出来了。青年赶紧扔下了茶杯，禅师笑着说痛了，便放下了。我们一次次的一厢情愿，傻傻的想着自己做的一切别人究竟会不会在意呢？其实你或许只是他的无关痛痒。对着镜子勇敢的笑一笑，告诉自己，你自己就是一幅 perfect picture。 今天的节目就到这里了，我是 Candice， 我在听歌学英语，下一期等你来做客，拜拜。
每次我坐在这里想到收音机旁的你，总是觉得很好奇，不知道你现在在哪里，是和朋友快乐的聊天，还是偷偷伤心？不过能在这无限大的世界，透过小小录音间和你相遇，对我来说却是一件非常非常非常非常重要的事情。有时候聊了你不太感兴趣的话题，有时候收到来信却没时间处理，相信一定有些什么让你感受深刻，而我却从来没想过。